Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born January 19th in Los Angeles, California, she was only 5 years old when she was cast as Stephanie Tanner on the long-running series, Full House, where she remained for the better part of a decade. She told her story in her memoir, Unsweetened. You've seen her compete on Dancing with the Stars, you can see her soon in the Hallmark original movie, Entertaining Christmas, and she's gearing up for season 4 of the hit Netflix reboot, Fuller House. Please welcome, Jodie Sweetin.
Whatever happened to predictability, the milkman, the...
Jodie, how have you been?
Hey, good morning. I've been great. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you. Thank you. I just saw, you know, good friend Bob Saget a few months ago and spent some time with him. He's doing great. He's got married. Isn't that beautiful girl?
He just got married. Oh, it was such a beautiful wedding. We were all there, and it was really fun. It was a fun family event.
Isn't it nice, though, to, like, everybody's life can take different paths, and, you know, Hollywood can be so cutthroat. And the one thing about all you guys is that, you know, it's real friendship. There's real love there.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I think that's one of the things, you know, that people have always asked, like, why is this show so successful? And, you know, how has it managed to maintain, you know, such popularity for, like, 30 years? And I think a big piece of it is that what people see on screen and the relationships and the family that they watch in the Tanners is really who we are as a family off screen, too. I mean, we're all best friends and family, and we know, you know, at this point that we're going to know each other forever.
Sure.
And so I think that people love watching the Tanners because they see that genuine love and friendship really come across on screen, and I think that helps the success of the show.
Sure. And just, you know, at 36, you're still incredibly young, but... You know, you think about the fact, you know, where you've been from the time you were born to the TV world, to the book, to everything you've been through, man. And what a good spot to be in today, man. You guys are like in the fourth season.
Oh, great. I mean, I'm incredibly fortunate, and my life is really full today of so many things. And, you know, I've got my daughters and my career, and just, you know, everywhere in my life is just, it's a huge blessing and really successful. And I love it. And I'm fortunate to get to do what I do and do it with people that I love.
Yeah, that's nice. What are you going to do for Christmas?
Christmas, well, it, you know, like I said, I have my two daughters, Zoe, who's 10, and Beatrice, who's 8. So Christmas is usually all about the kids. So we got the Christmas tree put up yesterday and, you know, planning some fun activities when they're going to be, when they're going to be off school and all of that. So now it's, you know, on lots of online shopping and hiding presents around the house.
Right. Oh, dude, thank God for online shopping. Jesus, God almighty.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
So I assume the uncles, Uncle Dave and Bob and Uncle John, everybody sent amazing presents for the kids?
You know, we actually, because we're such a big group, we actually don't usually do presents for each other. Because there's, like, you know, at this point, the cast keeps growing. There's, like, 20 of us now.
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess so. No, that's exactly right. See, I don't have any kids, so I get to do that. Like, that's the best thing. But I buy terrible. Like, I swear to God, I'm buying the triplets a drum set.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
I'm a hateful man.
We have a keyboard in the house, and my younger one wants to start violin. And I think that's where I draw the line. But drums, I don't know if I could do.
Dude, the violin, let me tell you, so A-hole Bob, my boss, he's got this beautiful little girl, but she was in band, and violin, they do these concertos. And it didn't even sound like music. It sounded like somebody was, like, 25 kids were tuning their violin at a different note.
I'm expecting that. That's probably going to be what's happening. But I'll send her out into the backyard, into the garage or something, so she can practice.
I was so bad at saxophone as a kid, I was outside practicing, and my neighbor told me to go back inside. That's true. That's completely true. I remember it like it was yesterday. I thought I sounded kick-ass. I was outside. I was really wailing on it.
Like, I'm doing great.
Nope.
Maybe not.
Well, right back in. Well, man, look, congratulations on Fuller House. I want to make sure we talked about that. And, of course, I know you've got a Hallmark movie coming up and just in time for Christmas. Are you going to sit down with the kids and watch it?
You know, we'll see. we'll see if the kids want to watch. It's funny. They're not very non-entertained by the fact that mom is on TV. Like, at first it was kind of cool, and now they're like, yeah, we don't really want to watch that. We want to watch, like, SpongeBob or something else, or, like, you know, another Christmas movie. So we'll see. I know my mom will watch it, and you know, I'll sit down and watch it, but I don't know if my kids will really care all that much.
Do you torture them with the old Christmas movies? Like, Jake and I were talking about how terrifying they were to kids, like, Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey. That, like, that's the most awful movie.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever heard of that one. Now, I usually try to get them to sit down and watch Elf. And
good.
A Muppet Christmas Carol. Those are, like, my two favorite Christmas movies. And they usually are like, I don't want to watch them. I'm like, I don't care. It's Christmas. We're watching it.
National Lampoon's Christmas, you got to watch as well.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one either.
What? The Chevy Chase, the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen the whole thing. I do. I mean, I know the Christmas lights, the Griswolds, all that kind of stuff. But I haven't. Yeah, I don't think I watched the whole movie.
Listen, I'll send it to you. This is a catastrophe. That's wonderful. Listen, I hope you have a beautiful Christmas and a wonderful year,
so
man.
Much.
Everybody,
thank
December 15th so at 7 o'clock on Hallmark, and of course Fuller House. Anytime you want on Netflix. The season 4 starts on the 14th. Man, you're welcome here anytime, and Jody, anytime at all. You sound fantastic.
Great. Thanks so much.
Stay right there. Hold on.
Whatever happened to predictability?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.